military, and civil society organizations seeks better coordination in disaster response. The second workshop on the ASEAN Establishment and Civil Society Organizations Cooperation on Non-Traditional Security Disaster Management, co-hosted by Brunei Darussalam, Republic of Philippines, and Thailand with the technical assistance provided by Asian Disaster Preparedness Center. The workshops aim to promote trust and mutual understanding between civil societies, organizations, and military entities, bringing different stakeholders together from the regions. Mr. Roy Lego, representative from Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, is giving us more detail about this workshop.
Now, the objectives of the workshop are to take stock of effective cooperation between defense establishments and civil society organizations on providing relief and assistance to people affected by disasters. So this is the objective, and this is the second such workshop that has been held. So I think it has reached better understanding between civil society organizations and ASEAN militaries. We are also benefited by the fact that ASEAN has the ASEAN Agreement on Disaster Management and Emergency Response, which in fact enables ASEAN to work as one entity in providing disaster management relief operations to local and affected communities. So I think this has been signed by all 10 member countries and come into force since December. And this particular workshop will help the civil society organizations and military to both cooperate with their disaster management authorities in the respective countries to have a common approach.
In order to follow up the discussions at the first workshop, the second workshop will focus on the four main themes. Mr. Roy Lego is talking about that.
The four main themes: one is linking the disaster management national structures to the ASEAN agreement, then coordination between military and CSOs we talked about, then improving the delivery of relief supplies and logistics period of disasters, and fourthly to the more effective delivery of psychosocial services and trauma counseling to victims in disasters, both through cooperation with the military and civil society organizations and the health authorities.
He also talking about the result from this workshop.
I think there is agreement over here to work more closely between civil society organizations, national disaster management authorities, and government, and defense. So defense, national government, civil authorities, and civil society organizations. And country by country, there will be greater listing of NGOs and NGOs participating along with their national ministries and their national disaster management authorities. And thirdly, there is a plan to have this command post exercise in which civil society organizations be invited to participate. So I think these are very concrete results. They are useful and they help build confidence and partnerships so that people on the ground who are affected by disasters can be better protected.
That was Mr. Roy Lego, Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, talking about the second workshop on the ASEAN Establishments and the Civil Society Organizations. Pimpan Ngansuang Prepare, Karin Angskun Report.